Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. I'm challenging myself on a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. Yes, I'm pushing myself. I'm challenging myself because I want to see if I can do it. Not only if I can do it, but I have to understand how to go about doing it. See, there's a way to make money. There's a way to make a difference. There's a way to make change. But first, you have to be willing to change yourself, to challenge yourself. The reason why this is so important, because when you're going through different challenges, when you're going through different moments, when you're going through different days, you have to be willing to challenge yourself, because when you're challenging yourself, you're pushing yourself. When you're pushing yourself, you're growing within yourself. And as you're growing within yourself, you're learning more about what you are capable of. But you can only identify how you are capable of doing something when you are able to challenge yourself. When you're able to put yourself out there and get uncomfortable trying to figure out how to do what you are challenging yourself to accomplish. And it's scary. Just because it's scary doesn't mean you can't do it. Just because it seems impossible doesn't mean you can come out on the other side. What it means is that when you're challenging yourself, as you are challenging yourself, you are growing within yourself. As you are growing within yourself, you are developing yourself. But first, you have to be willing to accept the challenge to know that you can grow. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about podcasting tips because this challenge is based on 90 days of making $100,000. And it's a challenge that's going to push me, that's going to develop me, that's going to prove that I can do this challenge. But I have to start with day one before I get to day 90. And I have to start with zero before I get to 100,000. There's a process that you have to grow through to understand that you can go through it. And if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And wait towards the end and leave a comment on your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start challenging yourself today. Oh, hold on. The camera got messed up. Now we back in action. Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to write on the board, challenge yourself. You have to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. There we go. Challenge yourself. See, you have to challenge yourself to know that you can develop. And when you challenge yourself, you're doing things that you're not familiar with doing. You're doing things that you don't think that you can do, but you're doing things in a way that can help you grow and develop even more. I remember when I was playing high school football my 10th and 11th grade year, it was this group called the FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And when in this event, they have players, sport people, or people that's playing sports or football, particularly football because it was football season. And so they had this program where all these kids came into one particular area, one particular program, and it was a Christian-based ceremony. It was a Christian-based ceremony. As we're there, not only are we talking about football, but we're having fun, we're reading the Bible, we're interacting with other kids, and we're just having fun while we're there. And so as we are there, I remember this one time, this big swole dude, he was maybe like 5'9", 220 pounds, just pure muscle. He was kind of like a bodybuilder. Not kind of, he was a bodybuilder. And this guy came on stage with a phone book. And when he came on stage with a phone book, I'm sitting in the audience like, what is he doing? Like, why does he have a phone book on stage in front of kids? And so he grabbed this phone book. What a phone book is, it's a book that has a lot of numbers in it, a lot of business numbers, a lot of people numbers. It was back in the day. And so he had a thick phone book. And when he had this thick phone book, he had his two hands. And when he had his two hands, he was able to rip the thickness of the phone book. But he ripped it like he only had one piece of paper ripping it. It was so easy to him because he was challenging himself before he got in front of us. You see, you have to be willing to challenge yourself by yourself. You have to be willing to challenge yourself by yourself before you get around others, because when you get around others, they can see how much you are challenging yourself. You see, the reason why that's so important, because you have to be willing to start with yourself. If you can't start with yourself, how are you supposed to grow? How are you supposed to develop? How are you supposed to learn? Because you have to be willing to learn more about yourself. When you're challenging yourself, you are learning something that you do not know. What you do not know is that you can do it. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that you can do it. You can do it. Can do it. Do it. You can do it. What are you doing? You're believing in yourself. What are you doing? You're chasing your dreams. What are you doing? You're getting uncomfortable to identify that you can do it. It was this movie called Waterboy. I remember watching this movie, and this movie was so good because Adam Sandler played in the movie. In the movie, he was a mama's boy. And as he was a mama's boy, everything that mama said, it went mama way. Mama was never wrong. Mama was always right. So in the movie Waterboy, Adam Sandler, the guy that's playing Waterboy, he loves his mama. His mama is this world, and she's never wrong. And so as he get older, and as he start going to college, and he start being around different male figures, different male role models, different people, he's still a mama's boy. Everything that mama says, mama is right. Mama ain't never wrong, because mama is right. So in this movie, in this one scene when he started going to college, he was going to college and he was just sitting in class and learning the information that he was teaching, or that he was learning from the teacher. And so as the teacher is teaching the information, he says, so who here can answer this question when it comes to like the world population or something like that? And so the water boy raised his hand. He was like, my mama said that that's not right. My mama said that it's supposed to be this particular way, but my mama said that you are wrong. And then he was like, well, son, it seems like your mama don't know what she's talking about. It seems like you are stuck with your mama word when your mama word is not valid right now. You see, what happens, and when you start to identify that you can do it, what you're telling yourself is invalid, because you have to start treating yourself to something different. You have to start expressing yourself in a different way, because you have to be able to communicate to yourself differently. You can't communicate to yourself like the mama, like Adam Sandler in the Waterboy movie. You can't communicate to yourself like you're communicating to your mama, because oftentimes, as you go into life, as you go into yourself, as you develop even more, you have to be willing to learn that the information that you have can be changed. The information that you can develop can be improved, because it's improving because you are able to learn more about yourself. But you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to identify that the information that you have can be changed and altered. First, you have to identify why it's changed and altered. Now, I'm not saying in the movie A Waterboy that the professor was right or he was wrong. What I am saying is that you have a different perspective. You get introduced to new knowledge, and you have to be willing to learn what this knowledge is. When you're challenging yourself, you're getting introduced to new information, because this new information is unfamiliar to you. Right now, I've been learning Spanish over the last 200 days, going on 270-something days, going on 300 days. And every day, I come home and just do 10 minutes worth of Spanish. And I'm learning the different words, I'm learning different sentences, I'm learning how to pronounce the words, I'm learning the meaning of different words as I'm coming home. So every day for the last 200 and something days, I've been learning Spanish. Now, I'm not saying that I can fluently speak Spanish, but what I'm saying is that I was challenging myself every day to not only do it every day, but to learn something new. When I was telling myself that I can do it, I just had to start at day one. I had to start at day one because you have to be willing to identify what you are learning, what you are doing, and why you're doing this particular thing. You see, when Waterboy wanted to go to school, he wanted more for himself. But he understand when he wanted more for himself, it was going to cost him something. He was going to have to pay the price, because even though you want something more, even though you want a better education, even though you want to experience life, it's not going to come as soon as you expect it to be. It's not going to be easy as you think it can become. It's not going to be straight, it's not going to be a straight path, because you have to identify what to learn. It's foreign language it's foreign language when it comes to learning new information. It's knowledge that you're not aware of, when you're not aware of it, it makes it difficult to understand. How do you understand something if you've never been introduced to it? You see, when you get into a new environment, when you get into a new place, when you get into a new situation, you have to be willing to challenge yourself, to push yourself, but you have to be willing to tell yourself that you can do it. My favorite wrestler growing up was Jeff Hardy. I was about to say The Rock. Yeah, it was Jeff Hardy. My favorite WWE wrestler growing up was Jeff Hardy. And the reason why he was my favorite wrestler is because he believed in himself. He was extreme. And he did anything that he wanted to do when he was inside the ring. As he's wrestling with his partner, with his brother, Matt Hardy. Jeff Hardy was not only a good wrestler, but he was a good brother. And as he a good brother, his brother became even better. So now that I'm a twin, but I'm a twin and I have an older brother, but that brotherly love show me that it's okay to love your brother. You see, when Jeff Hardy was wrestling, as he was fighting in the ring and going around and running on top of the ropes and jumping off the ladders, his brother wasn't that extreme. His brother was there to keep him up. You see, when you tell yourself that you can do it, you have to be around others that's telling you why you can do it. Why you can chase your dreams. Why you can learn something new. Why you can be something better. Because when you start telling yourself that you can do it, it gets lonely, because you are the only one that's saying that you can do it. I remember a couple years ago, I had picked up, I did my first ever speaking engagement, and it was at an open house. And when I was at this open house, I'm thinking about what I want to say, how I want to go about saying it, and why I'm saying this particular thing. So I'm thinking, but nothing is coming to me. Excuse me. Nothing is coming to me, because I can't think of the words I want to say. I can't think of the topics that I want to talk about. And so as I'm there, I remember having this picture in my hand. And before I went into the open mic, before I went into the event, I signed it and I wrote a quote on it. And I balled it up. In my mind, I'm like, if I ball it up, it'll look unique. It'll look historical, right? So I balled it up and I unballed it up, and then I put it in a frame. So as I'm in the building, as I'm preparing to speak, I'm thinking about what I want to say. I'm just thinking. I'm challenging myself to get in front of someone new, someone that I've never met before, some strangers, and just deliver a talk and deliver a speech. And so as I'm thinking about it, I'm learning, I'm trying to figure out what I want to say. But I had this picture in my hand. And when I had this picture in my hand, it was a picture of loneliness. It was a picture of loneliness, because what happens is that there's two roads right here, right? The picture had two roads. Picture this. The picture had two roads. One had a lot of people, and the other one had one person. And see, the lot of people that was on the left side, the people was going in the same direction. The people was going in the same direction. I asked one of the gentlemen that was in front of me. I'm like, so what do you think this picture looks like to you? Like, what does it mean to you? And when I showed him the picture and I pointed to the picture, he looked like I cussed him out, because he didn't say nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, since he don't want to participate, I'm going to go to somebody else. And so when I went to somebody else, rather than me going to the audience, I just said, well, this picture right here, the roadmap is that there's a lot of people to the left. There's a lot of people over here. There's a lot of people that's in this area to the left. But see, the one that's to the right, that's all by himself, him or her, the one that's to the right by themselves, they're lonely. Yet they're not lonely because there is a bad thing. They're lonely because they want to grow. They're lonely because they want to develop. They're lonely on this right path because they're finding themselves. You see, sometimes you have to pull away from the crowd to know that you can go and be by yourself. When you get by yourself, you have to know that it's the best thing that you've ever done, because you have to be willing to challenge yourself. Because when you challenge yourself, you're pushing yourself. The reason why that's so important, because oftentimes the crowd that we have might be the wrong crowd that's going to help us grow. It might be the wrong crowd that's going to help us develop. It might be the wrong crowd that can say you can do it. You see, sometimes it's just the people that's around. It's the environment. It's not the fact that the environment is bad. It's more so that the environment is not pushing you up. You see, when you get by yourself, not only are you by yourself, you have to be willing to learn yourself. You see, the reason why this is so important, because in order to develop even more, when you're on the right path, when you're on the right path, you have to know that the direction that you're going, you have to keep going. The direction that you're going, you have to keep moving. The direction that you have to go in, you have to keep telling yourself that you can do it. See, what happens is that when we get by ourselves, we think it's the baddest thing ever. We think it's the most worst thing ever, because it's punishment. Being alone feel like it's punishment. Being by yourself feel like it's punishment. In reality, you learning more about yourself. It's ironic that the crowd was to the left, but the person that was by themselves was on the right path. You see, sometimes knowing that you're on the right path comes from the people that you run into while you're on your path, while you're in this direction, while you're following your heart, while you're following your desire. You see, as I was growing up, I often didn't understand how there was only a few left-handed people. Because I'm left-handed. And with the desks that came around that they had, they didn't necessarily have desks specifically for left-handed people. They had desks specifically for right-handed people. You see, I was so confused. I'm like, how? Like, y'all don't have one desk for left-handers? Y'all don't have one desk for someone that's left-handed? And it was so confusing to me, because you have to really think about, like, if you're not left-handed, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. Furthermore, if you are left-handed, like, as you're writing, like, the ink gets smeared on your hand, and then you can't read the paper. The paper is all blurred now. Now, you're writing the paper, and the paper is blurred, and you can't really read what you're writing. Now, your elbow hurt, because you have to keep your arm up. You see, in the picture, when it had two directions, the people that was on the left path, that was on the wrong path, because the person that was on the right path was on the right path. You see, the reason why majority of people are not left-handed, because they're not special. I'm special because I'm left-handed. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to be right-handed. What I am saying is that it's a good thing to be on the right path. You see, when you get around, when you start telling yourself that you can do it, not only are you are able to identify what you are doing it in a way because you are on the right path. You see, you have to pull away from the wrong crowd, from the wrong path. Because oftentimes in life, you can be going in the wrong direction. You can be going in the wrong path. You can be going in the wrong way. And oftentimes, your path is to the right. Because it's the right path for you. How do you know it's the right path for you? I'm doing this challenge, this 90-day challenge, to go from $0 to $100,000 within 90 days. And I'm doing this challenge because I'm on the right path. I'm doing this challenge because I want to prove to myself that I can be alone for now. Because I'm on the right path. And as I'm going along this path, I get around others that can help me be better, that can help me improve, that can tell me that you can do it. But see, first, I had to start with myself. See, the path and directions is different. See, you have two different paths that you would like to go on. And when you take the first path, sometimes it might be the wrong path. When you take the next path, it might be the wrong path. And when you take the fourth path, it might not be the path that you're familiar with, but it's a path that's getting you closer to the right direction. Because sometimes in life, you have to be willing to make a wrong turn. I remember when I started driving when I was younger, and I was driving, I didn't know my way around the city. I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. And as I'm driving, my mama is teaching me how to drive. She teaches me how to use the steering wheel, use the brake pad, use the gas pedal, put in park, put in reverse, put in drive, put in neutral. She's teaching me how to drive a car. And so when I get to driving the car, I'm trying to figure out if I know where I'm going. I get comfortable behind the wheel. As I'm getting comfortable behind the wheel, and we was going to the grocery store one day. As we was going to the grocery store one day, we went a way that I wasn't expecting. We went a way that I wasn't familiar with. And so as we're going along this path, and I was confused on the direction where to go because I had no clue of this path. And as I'm going in a direction, as I'm going in this way, as I'm going through this path, what happens is that we ended up at the store because that's where we was going. But it took us longer because I had no idea where I was going. It took us longer because I made the wrong turn 5 different times. And even though I made the wrong turn 5 different times, my mama yelled at me, "Son, what are you doing? You're not supposed to turn here." And I get back in on the path, and I get back in my direction, and she say, "Son, what are you doing? You're not supposed to turn here." And so I get back on the direction, I get back on path, I get back in the right direction. And I turn again. As I'm turning again, she say, "Son, I just told you. I just said, what are you doing?" See, sometimes in life, you have to be willing to make the wrong turn to be told, "What are you doing?" To get on the right path, you have to make the wrong turn to understand that the path that you're on is the path for you. What happens in life is that you have to be willing to make a decision for yourself, because this decision not only comes from you, but it comes from you saying that you can do it. You have to challenge yourself to learn that you can do it. How can you do something if you're not familiar with doing it? You see, I'm from a small town. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the town is small. Like, I was raised by a single mom who raised 3 boys by herself. I wasn't raised with a mom who had a lot of money and a spouse to help her. I was raised by a single mom who raised 3 boys by herself. So I wasn't familiar with challenging yourself. I was living in the challenge. You see, as I'm growing up and I'm seeing my mama make ends meet, my mama who was a single mom raising 3 boys by herself, I'm seeing her make ends meet. Not only am I seeing her make ends meet, I'm seeing her teaching us it's okay to challenge yourself. So then as I get older, I'm like, "Mama." My mama who was a single mom raising 3 boys by herself, I'm getting older, I start to understand life just a little bit more. I'm like, "Mama, how did you do it? How did you take care of the house? How did you take care of us? How did you take care of yourself as we was growing up? How did you do it?" You see, my whole life, my mama been challenging herself because she was on the right path. To identify the path that you are on, you have to be willing to take the wrong direction. You have to make a couple wrong turns to know that you can do a U-turn and get back in the right direction. And what a U-turn is, that you get at a stoplight and there's a U right there, and then once the turn green, you can make a U-turn and go in the right direction. You see, when you challenge yourself, you have to know that you don't know what you are doing. When you challenge yourself, you're not familiar with the process. When you challenge yourself, you start to learn how to do it. You see, it's completely different from when I first started driving, when I first got in the car, when I first started the car, versus me driving 10 plus years. And as I'm driving 10 plus years, there's a complete difference because I'm more comfortable with it. I've already challenged myself. And I'm familiar with the path. I'm familiar with the with how to use this car. Or cars. Now I can't drive a stick. A manual car, I can't drive it. Nor do I want to learn. But what I can do is understand the lessons, is understand the challenges that my mama put me through, and recognize what the lessons even were. You can do it. And if you have the right people in your corner, they will tell you how you can do it. If you have the wrong people in your corner, they will just let you do the wrong thing until you continue to do the wrong thing and get it in front of someone who can guide you in the right direction. Doing the wrong thing is not the end of the world. In fact, doing the wrong thing is the stepping stone to doing the right thing. How do you know that it's the right thing for you? Well, do it and find out. As easy as that sounds, a lot of people will talk themselves out of doing because they don't know how to do it. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have the direction for themselves. You see, life shows you that when you are on your path, when you are on your direction, when you are lonely, you have to be willing to learn who you are. You have to be willing to learn who you are, because to understand the path that you are on, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone. And as you are out of your comfort zone, you have to be willing to accept the challenge. So because I accept the challenge to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 starting from zero, I'm accepting the challenge going from zero and in 90 days to make $100,000. Why is that important? Because I'm on the right path. I'm challenging myself, because as I'm challenging myself, I'm growing within myself. As I'm growing within myself, I'm developing myself. As I'm developing myself, I'm displaying my skills. If I fail after the 90 days, I can do the 90 days over. I can just start over. If I do and pass the challenge, not only will I be able to pass the challenge, I'll be able to say, this is how I did it. But in order for me to teach how I did it, I have to be the first one to do it. There's a process behind growth. There's a process behind development. There's a process behind getting on the right path. And what happens is that when you are on one path, this path looks like the right path, but this path is here to better you for the right path. It's here to help you build skills for the path to yet to come. I remember when I was younger, I was watching this one movie. It was called, it wasn't Seven Doors. It was, The Scarecrow. It was the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and they had the, The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, he had to use oil. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Tan Man had to use oil. Is that what it's called? Oil in body. Wizard of Oz. Joshua, man, I appreciate it. But that's the exact movie I was talking about. I'm like, dang, what is the name of this movie? Yeah, Joshua, I appreciate it. Wizard of Oz. So the movie Wizard of Oz was so great, because the woman who had the red slippers, I remember watching this movie, she had the red slippers. And as she had the red slippers like underneath the house. But in order for her to get back to the house, she had to take a direction. She had to take a path. She had to go on a journey. And as she's going on this journey by herself, first she started by herself. In the beginning of Wizard of Oz, she started by herself. And as she started by herself alone this journey, she started to meet people while she was on this path. She started to meet new individuals that wasn't there when she had started, but that was there when she was going on. As she was developing and understanding the direction that she needed to go and follow, she had to follow the yellow path. The yellow path was the right path, because it was the path that was going to lead them back home. And so as the woman who's in the movie who's playing Wizard of Oz, she proceeds on this path. She proceeds on this journey. And as she's going along this journey, she start meeting people. And the first person, I think the first person that she met was the Scarecrow. The Scarecrow can even stand up for himself. Like, the Scarecrow can even, like, have, he didn't have no confidence. But the Scarecrow was someone along her path to help her push forward. In order for her to do it, she had to start trying to find her path, trying to find herself, trying to find the right direction. Now she's on the right direction, she's able to get around others that can help her along the way. And so as she's helping others, I think the Scarecrow wasn't as smart. The Scarecrow wasn't as smart, so when they got together, they was helping one another. But you have to be willing to help yourself first before you meet someone that can help, and y'all can help each other. And so as she's meeting the Scarecrow is not that intelligent, and he's not that smart, but she's not judging him. She's not judging him, and they're able to go along this path together. But she started with herself. And as she continued to go along this journey in the movie of Wizard of Oz, she then run into a Tin Man. The Tin Man was, he couldn't even move because he didn't have no oil. He couldn't even dance because he didn't have no oil. He couldn't even walk because he couldn't even move. And so when they found some oil and they gave him some oil, not only was he able to move, but he was able to talk. He was able to speak. But she started with herself. In Wizard of Oz, in the movie, she started with herself. And as she's going along this path, she's able to meet a Scarecrow that wasn't that intelligent. She's able to meet a Tin Man that needed some oil. So as she's helping others, others are helping her because she's on the right path. And as all three of them go along the journey, they're going along the journey, they then run into a lion. A lion is supposed to have confidence. A lion is supposed to be the king of the jungle. A lion is supposed to run things. But he was a runner. He was running away from them because he was afraid. He lacked confidence. He wasn't sure of himself. But he's a lion who's supposed to have confidence. He's a lion who's supposed to be running things. He's a lion that's afraid. You see, in the movie Wizard of Oz, not only was she did she have to start with herself, she had to start with herself, and then as she went along her path and moved in the right direction, not only did she start with herself, but she was able to meet a Scarecrow. The Scarecrow wasn't that intelligent, and he wasn't that intelligent, but they was helping one another. And as they're helping one another, they then run into a Tin Man. So now it's the Wizard of Oz woman, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and see, the Tin Man couldn't move because he didn't have no oil. He didn't have no oil, so they found some oil and they gave him some, and he was able to join the path. He was able to join the direction. You see, now it's three of them and they're going along this journey. They're on the yellow path. They're on the yellow road. They're moving. They're going. They're getting far. And then when they run into this lion who had no confidence, they brought him along the journey to help them build his confidence back up, because he's a lion. He's a king. He's supposed to be confident. You see, when you start with yourself, you start to meet people that can meet, that can, hello? When you start with yourself, you start to meet people that can help you develop within yourself. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you, what you can do it, is that you have to develop yourself. To develop yourself. OP, yourself. Develop yourself. And so now in the movie of Wizard of Oz, it started with one, and now it's four of them. But they're constantly helping one another. As they're helping one another, they're moving in the right direction. They're moving in the path. They're moving in a way that's going to help them be better. But they're helping each other be better, so because they started with themselves. And as they go along the journey, as they go along the path, not only are they going through on the path, they have to, they develop themselves along the journey. They was helping each other, and as they was helping each other, they was able to move at a faster pace. You see, you can only develop when you start with yourself. You can only develop when you start with yourself and you get help from others. You can only develop when the others that you're seeking help from have helped themselves first. Because you don't want to go to someone that's blind and you're blind and now the blind is leading the blind. Why? Because somebody got to get through it. Somebody got to be developed because someone has to see. Someone has to see. And by developing, I'm saying you have to be willing to learn more about yourself. You have to be willing to challenge yourself. When you challenge yourself, it's okay to learn yourself. Because when you challenge yourself, it's something that you are not familiar with. I remember my first time going to my actual unit in the Marine Corps. And what a unit is where I'm going to be stationed at for the next, where I'm going to be staying at for the next couple of years. And so when I got to this unit, we probably got there at 12 o'clock at night. And when we got there at 12 o'clock at night, it was late. We was tired. It was four of us that got there. And as we got there, we went straight to where we were staying at. When we stayed there, we had to get up at 5 o'clock in our uniform, but it wasn't the regular camis or the regular camouflage uniforms. The uniforms that it was we had to wear the whole suit of it. Like we had to wear the suit, we had to wear the tie, we had to wear the shirt stains, and we had to clean our IP. Like we had to be presentable because we was going to the head person that was over everybody. And so as we get to this place, it's dark, we don't know where we're going, and it's scary. Like, I was afraid. I can't speak for everybody else, but I was afraid. And so when we get to this place and we start going around and meeting people, I didn't know what to say per se because I was tired. And also, it was like, okay, I don't know who to speak to because, everyone has the same uniform. Even though everyone has the same uniform, they're not part of you. Like they're not part of your company. And so now I'm confused. Like I'm seeing different people and different places. Like we didn't learn different things at boot camp. But as we get there, it's scary. It's dark, and everyone is in their rooms. And so we proceed to go into the room that we was going to be staying at, and as soon as we walk into the room, I look at the mattress, and the mattress has stains on it. I'm like, why does this mattress have stains on it? What is that? I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that type of scenery. But it was a room where people were first-time people who just not get into their unit. They go stay the night, and then they get their room. And so as I'm there, I'm scared. I've already accepted the challenge because I'm already here in my company. I'm already here when I was in the Marine Corps. Like, I've already accepted the challenge. Like, the challenge, dang, it's already over with. But as I was on the direction, as I was on the right path, the people that was here to help me taught me that it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be scared because what happens is that you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Behold, like you don't fully understand it. So as you are challenging yourself, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to have fear. It's okay to question what you're doing. But it's not okay to not do it. Because if you don't do it, you can't grow and improve yourself. Because you have to be willing to develop yourself. When you develop yourself, you have to challenge yourself even when you have no idea what you're doing. Even when it's scary, even when it's dark, even when it's overwhelming, you have to figure out a way to do it for yourself. Because as you're doing it for yourself, you're developing yourself. You're growing within the person that has yet to grow, that you have yet to grow into. But you have to be willing to start with where you are at. You have to be willing to start where you are at, because where you are at is the perfect place to begin. Why is that important? Why is that important? You see, when you challenge yourself, you have to tell yourself that it's okay for you to mess up. When you challenge yourself, you have to tell yourself that it's okay to make the wrong turn. When you challenge yourself, you have to tell yourself that it's okay to put the car in park. To turn the car off when the car is in drive. Because you can learn from this. And the reason why I just used that example, because I remember one time I was driving. As I was driving, I got done driving, and I pulled into the parking spot. I kept my foot on the brake, but I turned the car off, but my foot stayed on the brake. And my mom was like, son, what you doing? Son, what you doing? I didn't know they could mess up the engine. I didn't even know what the engine was, to be honest. But she then proceeds to say, son, take your time. Keep your foot on the brake and then put it in park. It's okay to make mistakes. If you don't make mistakes, how do you develop? If you're not challenging yourself, how can you improve? There's a process that we have to go through to learn that we can understand what this path looks like. We create the path that we are on. In order to create the path, we have to understand that the path comes from us doing. It comes from us doing. Because if you're not doing, how do you grow? If you're not doing, how do you develop? If you're not doing, how do you grow within yourself? I remember when I was at this, it was a program called the OK program. And what this program is a program for African-American males who don't have a father figure in their life. And during this program, it was good because we saw male role models in this program that looked like us, that wanted better for us, that surprised, not necessarily surprised, that showed us the right path to go. And so when I was in this program, as a kid, at first, I was just going there just to have fun. I was going there to have fun, to play basketball, to eat, to be with my friends, and to get out the house. And so during this time, I was in middle school. I was like in the seventh grade. And as I'm there, we get introduced to someone who's a speaker, to someone who's speaking to us. And so as he's speaking to us, we're able to learn that he has a past. We're able to learn that the past that he had wasn't the direction that he wanted to go. But when he got clean and cleaned himself up, he went in the right direction because he gave himself to mess up. He gave himself permission to mess up. And in the wrong direction, as he was saying that he was incarcerated for X amount of years. And he was incarcerated for X amount of years because he didn't listen. He didn't listen. He thought that he knew everything, and when he didn't know everything, he ended up getting incarcerated. And by incarcerated, I'm saying he ended up going to prison. And when he got out of prison, he changed his life around because the direction that he was on at first, he was willing to challenge himself to get on the right direction for himself today. And so as I'm listening to him in his story, and it stuck with me because if he's able to mess up and can get back on the right path, why can't I mess up and get on the right path for myself? It's a process that we have to go through. That's a journey that we have to experience. But we have to be willing to challenge ourselves to know that we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. It's not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of a new world because you have to be willing to explore a new path. You have to be willing to explore a new direction because this direction is going to help you be better. But how do you get better? How do you know, like, the challenge that you're doing? How do you know the 90-day challenge to make $100,000 that you can actually do it? I don't have to know that I can do it. I just have to start with day one, then start with day two, and then work my way up to day 90. By doing the work, by putting myself out there, I have to continue to be consistent. I have to continue to do things that's going to push me forward in that direction. But what's happening is that I didn't second guess myself. And where this challenge came from, someone asked me, like, where did the challenge come from? Like, why did you want to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000? Why did you want to do that? And I told and I answered. I said, I wanted to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 because I want to prove to myself that I can do it. I'm from a single parent household. I'm from a single mama who raised three boys. Not one, not two, but three boys by herself. I want to prove to myself that if my mama can go through a certain challenge, through a certain time, through a certain moment, why can't I push myself to challenge myself to be in the right direction to accomplish this goal? And now that I understand, like, there's a process that you have to go through, because first you have to identify what you would like to do. When you identify what you have to do, you have to develop that you're doing it for a reason. The reason I'm doing this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is because I want to prove to myself that I can do it. Then once I prove to myself that I can do it, I want to help others go from zero to $100,000. But I can only help others when I help myself. See, the reason why that's so important, because you have to start with yourself. Just like the example earlier, the two directions, there's two paths. One has a lot of people and one has one person. You have to start with yourself so you can get back in the direction to help others. Because it starts with you. You are the one that matters. You are the one that it starts with. Because you are the one that you are the one that has to develop the skill. You have to gain the knowledge, and you have to be willing to challenge yourself. You can't grow if you don't challenge yourself. You can't improve if you're not improving for yourself. Why is that important? Like, why is that good? Because to develop yourself, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. Is it easy? If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. I remember when I had my mini deployment and we went to Texas. And as I'm in Texas, I'm thinking of different ways that I can, like, develop myself, improve myself, and try to make some extra money since you're going to be here. And so prior to us leaving there, the person that was over us, he was like, okay, so this is what's going to happen. Like, we don't know if we're getting deployed to Texas, but just keep an open mind up because you might end up going. So during that time, it was 2020. It was like December of 2020. And 2020, COVID-19 was around. And what COVID-19 is, it was a virus going around and everyone's getting sick. So the military, at least the job that I was at, that I was working in, they had to figure out what to do with us. They couldn't send us home every day. But so we had on days, off days, meaning we was working one day, be off the next one. And so we had patterns. And so in 2021, word got out that we was going to be the unit to go to Texas to help with the mission. And so when we got the word, it was like things kept changing from January, February, March, and it was changing, and it wasn't for sure. But when I first heard the news, I'm like, okay, so how can I position myself correctly? How can I challenge myself accordingly? And I'm thinking, and if anyone's in the military, you have to be presentable every week. And by presentable, you have to get a haircut every single week. There's no every other week. No, there's every week you have to get a haircut. And so I'm thinking of different ways that I can really push myself. But as I'm pushing myself, I have to know why I'm pushing myself. And so I'm thinking, and it just hit me one day. I'm going to try to cut hair. I'm going to try and cut hair. What's the worst that can happen? I get good. What's the best that can happen? Or what's the bad thing that can happen? I don't do it. So I'm like, okay, so what do I need? What do I need? What do I need to go get? I went to Walmart and got me some cheap clippers. And by cheap, I'm saying Jones was like maybe $39. And when I got these clippers, at first I was just going to practice on myself. I practiced on myself. I cut my hair with it. It wasn't the best haircut. In fact, it was horrible. It was horrible haircuts. And so as I'm cutting my hair, I'm starting with no guidance, but I'm starting with myself. I'm starting with myself because I want to develop just a little bit more. And so as I'm cutting my hair, and as I start cutting my hair, I start to recognize that I wasn't good at it. And then my brother Grant, he let me cut his hair. But when he got up, that haircut wasn't cut. But I was trying to cut the hair for 2 hours. But I was challenging myself. I was challenging myself. So even though the haircut didn't come out good, I challenged myself because I wanted to learn something new. And so by the time we got to Texas, I cut maybe 3-4 heads before we went. And when we got to Texas, I was going around telling everybody, hey, if you need a cut, I can cut your hair. Hey, if you need a cut, come to me. Hey, if you need a cut, I'm your guy. But there was another guy that can cut a lot better than me. He was way better than me because he'd been cutting hair longer. But I still challenge myself to put myself out there. You don't get nothing come to you if you're not willing to put yourself out there. Why is that important? Because people have to see what you are doing. People have to recognize what you are doing. People have to hear your direction. Because sometimes your direction is confusing. And as it's confusing, the right person will help you in the right direction. As I was putting myself out there to say, if you need your haircut, I'm your guy. Come to me. I challenged myself to put myself out there. And as I'm putting myself out there, opportunity came. Opportunity came knocking at the door. This is what they're not. And it was a video I was watching by Gail Carnegie, if I'm not mistaken. You have to pay the amount. You have to pay for it. Or you have to pay for it or something like that. And so when the opportunity came knocking, you have to pay some type of experience, pay for it in some type of way to get something back. Every action has a reaction, but to have the reaction, you have to have action. And so I was willing to have action because I was going around telling everybody, hey, I cut hair. Hey, I cut hair. Hey, I'm your guy to cut your hair. Hey, come to me. Hey, hey, me. There's a saying that says, the best known beat the best product. I heard that from a billionaire. The best known beat the best product because the best known is known. The best product is not known. When the best known has the best product become the best known. And when I start to pay attention to it, I'm like, that's deep. I was challenging myself because I was developing myself. And since I was developing myself, I was telling myself that I can do it rather than not saying that I can't do it. The last one I want to hit on is that don't talk yourself out of it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Because if you talk yourself out of it, you'll never do it. Hello. Don't talk yourself out of it. Number three, don't talk yourself out of it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Out of what? Your direction. Out of what? Your path. Out of what? Your dream. See, to have and challenge yourself, you have to be willing to understand why you're pushing yourself. There's a reason behind everything. Like I mentioned earlier, every action has a reaction. But to have a reaction, you have to have action, which means you have to be willing to start with where you are at, because where you are at can be improved. But it's starting that's so scary. I read the stat when it comes to podcasts, and it said that 90% of people who start a podcast stop at three. Like number three. 90% of people who start a podcast stop at number three. When I read that, I said that's different. Like how I would have thought it would have been higher, but maybe five, six, seven. They said 90% of podcasters stop at the number at episode number three. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, why do they stop so soon? Why do they stop so soon? Why do podcasters stop making and producing videos and having conversations? Like, why do podcasters stop? So as I'm reading it, I save it because I'm going to refer back to it later. It said 90% of podcasters who start that podcast only make three episodes. And then I'm like, I've made over 893 podcast episodes. I didn't stop at three. I quite whatever that is by three. I 1,000 X'd it. Not even 1,000. I multiplied a lot because I didn't stop at producing three episodes. And so what I learned is that when you don't talk yourself out of your dream, when you don't talk yourself out of your path, when you don't talk yourself out of your direction, when you're in the right direction, you can beat the odds. When you're in the right direction, you can beat the statistics. When you're in the right direction, you can make a difference. So as I'm producing content, as I'm producing different podcast episodes, I'm able to help others because I don't talk myself out of doing the work. I don't talk myself out of doing what I need to do in order to get in the right direction. This challenge is helping me push myself because I know I'm in the right direction. But to multiply the path that I'm on, I have to be willing to challenge myself. You see, this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is only coming from me wanting to challenge myself to say that I can do it. But before I help others, I have to be willing to help myself. You see, when you don't talk yourself out of it, you have to know that you have to talk yourself into it because you have to be willing to say that you can do it. And when I read this stat that 90% of podcasters only made 3 podcast episodes, I said that's different. That's crazy. That's interesting. Because now I know who I can help. Now I know who I can serve. Now I know who I can be around because I want to help entrepreneurs start their podcast and start sharing their message with the world. Why is it so important? Because what you have been through, what you have gone through, what you have experienced is the best lesson, because the best lesson is the best teacher. The teacher has the best lesson because the best lesson comes from their experience. Why is it important? Because when you don't talk yourself out of the challenges you're facing, the challenges you're challenging yourself with, you understand that you can do it. The stats said 90% of podcasts stop at podcast episode number three. Which means that they don't have the right people around them to say, hey, what you're doing the right thing. As you're doing the right thing, you have to continue to do the right thing. Because soon enough, the right person will help you in the right direction. As they're helping you in the right direction, you identify the path that you are on. You see, The Wizard of Oz was such a good movie, they had to remake it with Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson came, the movie was a lot better because Michael Jackson felt the spirit, felt the song, felt what was in him. Because what happens is that Michael Jackson played the Scarecrow, but when it was his time to shine, he was able to prove why he's the greatest. When it's your time to shine, you have to prove that you can do it. Because it starts with you. You are the person that it starts with. You are the one that can grow. You are the one that can develop. But you have to give yourself permission to develop within yourself. You have to give yourself permission to make the wrong direction, to make the wrong turn, and go the wrong way. Because to get on the right path, to get in the right direction, you have to be willing to turn the wrong way. Because it starts with you. You are the one that it starts with. And since it starts with you, you have to be willing to commit to the process, commit to the journey, and commit to everything that you're doing. Because in order to make a difference, you have to be willing to talk yourself into it rather than out of it. It's easy to talk yourself out of it. It's easy to say that you're not good enough. It's easy to never start. Because you don't have to do the work that it takes to continue along the process, to continue along the path, to continue along your journey. What matters is that oftentimes in life, many times in life, is that we see a goal, we see something that we like to do. Even though we see something that we like to do, we have to understand it's just a thought until we act upon it. Every reaction has an action, but the action has to be created. The action has to be made. I remember my first time going to the library. And I didn't recognize that the library cards that we had was free. The knowledge that's in these libraries was free. So I had the library card this whole time. And I haven't been in a long time. And as I'm in middle school, I go for my first time. As I'm in the library, I start to see books. I start to see computers. I start to see a lot of information I wasn't familiar with. And I'm not familiar with it because it's something that I just wasn't paying attention to. So as I'm in the library and I have my library card, they just say, we just need to scan it, then you'll be good. So I'm like, you just need to scan it. I don't have to pay for nothing. Like, it don't cost me nothing to be in this library. I was like, no. it's free. It's free. You just gotta have a library card. And guess how much the library card was? $0. And so as I proceed to walk around in this library, there's a lot of books and information that I'm not familiar with, that I'm not comfortable with, that is very confusing to me. Some of it was about history. Some of it was about knowledge that I wasn't familiar with. Some of the books didn't look interesting. They had dust on them, that was old, that was breaking apart. But it was information in this library. You see, I talked myself into the library. Then when I start paying attention to what the library offered, I recognize that there's a lot of information here. But I can't start with the lot of information, with the amount of information. I can start with a book. I can start with an article. I can start with a podcast. I can start learning today. Because as I'm learning today, I have to be willing to grow today. What happens is that when you get around others that are talking themselves out of it, you have to be the one that's talking yourself into doing your dream, into pursuing your goal, into pursuing your belief. You have to know that it will take a lot from you. As it's taking a lot from you, you have to challenge yourself. You have to be okay with pushing yourself. You have to be okay with learning something new, because as you're learning something new, you have to tell yourself that you can do it. You can do it because you are the one that's putting your mind to it. You are the one that's testing the water. You are the one that's learning new information. And this information is learned because you're willing to put yourself in a position to learn it. And when you put yourself in the position to learn it, you have to develop yourself. Every single day you have a chance to develop yourself. Every single day you have a chance to improve. Every single day you have an opportunity to grow for yourself. But you have to take advantage of what you're giving, because every reaction has an action. But to have a reaction, you have to start doing action. Because when you start doing action, you have to stop talking yourself out of it and start talking yourself into it. Because when you talk yourself into it, you're no longer doubting yourself. You have fear, you have doubt, but you work with the doubt, you work with the fear rather than not doing anything. Rather than not doing anything and then just letting time fly and let time be. Because you have to be willing to challenge yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the subscribe button, and in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway about challenging yourself, and why do you think it's important to push yourself? Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it. I would love to engage with it. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you're listening to the podcast, make sure you leave a review. Hit the dots on the podcast settings and go to podcast page and hit leave a review. And once you leave a review, I greatly appreciate it. And it shows me that I'm making a difference. I'll see y'all next time. I appreciate y'all.